It's not often that a young playwright gets two premieres simultaneously in one city, but Matthew Lopez is on a roll. At the Denver Center, we have the world premiere of The Legend of Georgia McBride. Every man has some femininity, you just gotta know where to look, says Miss Tracy, drag queen extraordinaire, to Casey, a straight, unemployed Elvis impersonator, looking for a way to pay the rent and sock some money away for the baby on the way with his wife, Jo. Casey agrees to step in for Tracy's soused partner, Miss Rexy, for just one night, but signs on for the whole ride when the cash flow turns into a torrent. It's just a part, right? Casey asks Eddie. But it's more than a part for Casey, as he hides the nature of his work from Joe and his brother, Bo. Thus the apprenticeship begins. Miss Tracy asks Casey where his mama was born and the last name of the first girl he kissed, and lo, a drag persona is born, Miss Georgia McBride. Although it's more comedic than zany in the early going, The Legend of Georgia McBride swiftly accelerates into a delightful farce that looks poised to summon audiences both straight and gay. Once Mike Donahue's tightly segued and well-cast production finds its natural up-tempo pace, the over-the-top diva performances turn Georgia McBride into a funny and often glorious tribute to the art of drag. The Denver Center Theater Company's world premiere of The Legend of Georgia McBride runs through February 23rd. For tickets, 303-893-4100 or denvercenter.org. And a couple miles away, at Curious Theater Company, the scars of slavery, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, from biblical Egypt to the antebellum South, provide explosive drama in the regional premiere of Lopez's The Whipping Man. In the aftermath of Lee's surrender at Appomattox, a wounded Caleb returns to Richmond, Virginia, to find two of his former slaves, Simon and John, at the ruins of his ancestral home. In short order, Lopez's story blasts open the adrenaline floodgates, putting our hearts in full alert mode and keeping them there to the end. Caleb and his family are Jewish slaveholders. The juxtaposition of slaves and slave owners, in this case, where Caleb's family taught their slaves to read and practice Judaism, provides rich metaphors when the three men celebrate Passover in April 1865, especially during the traditional Seder praise to God for the release of the Jews from the bondage of the Egyptian Pharaoh. Yet this story is not about the history and challenges between Africans and Jews. It is about freedom and slavery. As Simon notes during one of his power-packed sermons, we must not rest until the chains of all men are broken. These wise words apply directly to our situation in this country, where equality between races and for all genders and sexual orientations is mistaken for freedom. There is more than one way to be a slave, says Simon. Curious Theater Company's presentation of The Whipping Man runs through February 15th. For more information, 303-623-0524 or curioustheater.org. For more information on these and other productions, see my website at coloradodrama.com or my reviews in Variety. For KUVO and KVJZ, this is Bob Bowes.